Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Just before we make a start in this episode, obviously I was extremely excitable because I went to watch Oasis and I've recorded quite a bit. Some of it might be spoilers, so if you are planning on going to see them, it might be worth waiting until you've been to see them before you listen to this. Enjoy.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast.
I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm
the other Mark.
3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
I'll have a sex in a driveway.
Cheers. I'll fetch him over.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Rob.
Evening, Rob.
How
evening,
we all
mate.
Doing? All right.
All good, you?
Yeah. All right, yeah. Hey, did I tell you we're looking at a new gym?
Gym?
A
new one?
What's wrong with the old one?
Nothing's wrong with the old one, actually. Oh. It's absolutely perfectly fine. It's a good gym.
For a minute there, Mark, I thought you were going to say, what's a gym?
Yeah.
Well, I've not been to one for a long, long time.
When was the last time
you went to a gym?
Probably when I was in my teens.
Really?
Teens? Yeah.
The last time you saw It's Inside of a Gym, we're watching a Beverly Callard VHS.
Wow. That was a long, long time ago. Yeah.
So I've been looking at a new gym because I want to change the style of training that I'm doing.
Right.
So previously I was doing resistance training.
I don't know what that is.
Right. Weightlifting.
I used to do resistance training.
Just say weightlifting then.
I did used to do resistance training.
Did you?
Yeah.
I resisted to train.
Oh. Of course you did. So, so I've been looking at a new gym because I want to change the style of training that I'm doing. I want to concentrate on my fitness and I want to get
fitter.
Oh,
the other gyms don't do fitness.
Well, they do, but as it happens...
As it happens.
Want somewhere that does it well. That
does it inside.
With loads of equipment. No, I'll get to that in a minute. Right. So I've been looking at a new gym because I want to change the style of training and I want to get fitter. And it previously.
You need to get fitter.
So what he's done is joined one further away and he's walking it.
Is that what you're doing?
It is further away.
Are you walking to it?
I'm not walking to it. No.
But you need to get fitter.
Yes.
Really?
Right. Listen, this is what if everyone thinks. Look at me, and because I'm a little bit lean, although I'm not at the minute, they think I'm fit, and I'm actually not.
You are fit. Do you mean you're unhealthy?
No. He don't mean that.
Does he not?
No.
Really?
No.
Well, he said, yeah.
Does he look unhealthy to you?
No, I get what... I think Rob leads quite a healthy lifestyle. If you were to scan his body or whatever, there'd probably be more fat on a chip and, you know, percentage-wise, you know, and stuff like that. Or he leads a healthy... You know, doesn't smoke, doesn't... Well, he does drink, but fundamentally, he leads a healthy lifestyle. What he means is fitness. So, in other words,
doing things for a long time and not blowing out your backside.
Yeah. Let's go for a run round park.
Yes.
All he'd struggle.
Exactly. If you'd struggle. If I go for a walk and it's a decent hill, halfway up, I'm blowing out my arse. So, and I don't want to be doing that. I want to be fitter. So, if anything, it's heart health. I want to get that, my ticker. Work better.
Really?
So anyway, I've been looking at gyms that offer classes and like high rocks, HIIT training, circuit training style stuff, but with weights built into it. And I found one in Rotherham and I think I'm going to join. I don't know if I will yet or not. There's a few that I want to look at. But yeah, the one I go to is fine, by the way. But the class timetables just don't work. So yeah. So yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing that.
Have you been? Well, I have actually been. Right.
So
okay.
I went on Monday.
Yeah.
But it didn't go very well.
Did it not go well because you weren't fit enough for the gym?
Well, you could say that. Yeah. So I went and did a day pass. They give you a day pass.
What,
so
like
you can
a theme
go
park? Like you spend the day there.
Just like
and
that.
You just
Mark.
Go around on all
express passes.
Yeah. I went and thought, oh, I'll experience this and see what it's like, right?
Okay.
So I booked on a class, went in. I've come to do the day class. Yep, it was the class was at 10 to 7. So I went in, 10 to 7. By about 10 past 7, I'd collapsed.
What? As in, hypothetically, like, theoretically, like...
As in,
physically,
I passed
as in,
out.
Pass out, 999, yeah, yeah. All that.
You passed out?
I passed out, yeah. So what
happened
was...
What is this gym you're going
I was
to?
I was doing the class. The class, Jimmy, the instructor was not new, but she doesn't normally teach that class. And
so
obviously
she closed
I went
all
in
the
there.
Windows, turned off the air conditioning.
Yeah. So I went in there, probably half looking like I know what I'm doing, and she just assumed that I'd been going before. And so she's pushing me and I'm doing the exercises. And then I got literally 10, 15 minutes into class and I thought, I'm going to have to stop. I'm going to have to stop. I started to go a bit dizzy, sat down. She came over, checked if I were all right. I said, oh, I'm fine. I'll be all right in a minute. Next minute, I thought, I'm going to vomit. I'm going to be sick. So I got on the floor, laid down. A couple of minutes, I thought, I'm fine. Sat back up again. Within a couple of seconds, I thought, no, I'm going to be sick again. I'll get back on floor.
Laying down's probably not the best position lay in when you're being sick, because you could be sick and then choke on your vomit.
At the time, I was like, I just need to... My head were kind of going a bit hot and cold.
Oh, okay, right.
But third time, I got up and sat up and thought, I think I'm all right now. She came over to see me, and I started to say I was all right, and then all of a sudden, I got this massive head rush... A freezing cold in my head, in my brain. It was so cold. And then my vision started to go blurry, black, dark. It was closing in. And I thought, I think she could tell. She grabbed hold of my arm and said, let's get back up floor. And as I got up floor, I'd pretty much got about my head back and boom, I'd gone.
Are you suing them?
I mean, no, I'm not you, Mark.
I mean,
they dealt with it really well,
in
all fairness.
If that's you, so is everybody else in this class? Obviously,
they're
all dead.
No, they're all carrying on doing the workout.
So when you said you weren't very fit, I can see exactly what you mean now. Because you're not very fit, are you?
No, and I were going for it, to be fair. But they dealt with it brilliantly. So all is good. So yeah. Fair to say,
oh, he's good, really.
The first experience didn't go so great. They've given me another day pass, so I get a second chance to do it again and try not to pass out this time. Right. So, yeah. What have you been up to? Anything decent?
Well, we're thinking about going to a gym.
Rob knows a good one.
But I'm definitely not going to any gym now.
Have you been up to Oak Kirk?
No.
Oh. I love how he has to think about what have I been up to.
Because do you know what?
He's been resistance training.
Yeah, I was really trying to think of something to not make me sound as boring as I am.
But even that sounded boring. Yeah,
but I failed. I'm really trying to think if I've been up to anything. I went out for a meal.
Oh, right.
Pretty nice.
McDonald's?
Yeah. No, went to Ranchero. So Ranchero's has reopened.
Oh, it's reopened, hasn't it?
Yeah. So it's like one of them Brazilian steak restaurants,
yes.
We call them.
Nice, isn't it?
Lovely. Really nice. So, yeah, went there. Took Noah, actually, on a an adventure outdoors day. His football team that he plays for got it donated for the team. It was up in Matlock. And the weather weren't great, don't get me wrong, but he did abseiling from a bridge. It's like a 75-foot bridge. Did abseiling. Then they did like a zip wire, like an indoor zip wire and stuff like that. And do you know what? I was really chuffed.
You get on?
Unfortunately, the adults weren't allowed to do it. I'd have been in there, me.
Of course,
absolutely,
you would.
100%. But no, do you know what? I'm proud of all the kids, you know, because when we got there, I think they were all not really understanding what to expect.
Yeah.
And we walked over to this bridge. You obviously got to the bridge at the top of it, and you just like looked over the edge of it, and they all of them. I mean, you're talking like 11 and 12 year old.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? All of them kind of went. Okay.
Did they not? Yeah. So they didn't know they were going to be going off. They had no idea. No.
Some of them didn't even know what abseiling was.
Really? Wow.
Including Noah. I remember saying to Noah, "Oh, you're going to do some abseiling?" He's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Do you know what that is?" He's like, "Not really."
He didn't bother telling him.
Not really.
I told him at the time that it was coming down like a rock face or whatever, because I didn't know at that time that it was off a bridge.
Right.
But it's not. Surely it's not abseiling coming off a bridge. It's just going down a rope, isn't it?
It still is.
That's what abseiling means. Descending on a rope.
Oh, I thought it meant down a rock, but okay.
No.
You learn something new every day,
don't
you?
You can abseil from an helicopter, or you can abseil from...
Yeah, I guess you can.
I think it feels a little bit, not safer, but a little bit... it feels easier coming down the rock face.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're kind of walking down, you can jump and a bit... When it's a bridge, you've nothing to kick off.
Do you know what? I agree with that, apart from the thing is when they started at the top, there was obviously the bridge where your feet was on.
Yeah.
And then you've got to get to a point...
Where you swing under.
Swing under.
Yeah.
But then so that's difficult.
Yeah.
You know, but then the rest of it, you just sat there.
Yeah.
Almost like just lowering yourself down on a rope.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is with abseiling, because I have done it once down a rock face, the problem is if you don't move your feet quick enough, your body starts to go below your feet.
You go head first.
Before you know it, you're upside down.
Yeah.
Can you remember that time, Mark?
Me?
Other one. Remember that time when that instructor guy was at the top of, like, rock face or whatever, and he was at the top, we were at the bottom, and he's like, right, I'll be down in a minute, we've never done this before or whatever, we were only teens, weren't we?
Yeah.
And next thing, he'd come over, edge at rock face, forwards, and
ran down the rock face forwards.
We were all like, whoa.
Oh, like Bear Grylls or something.
Yeah. Whoa. But do you know what? I was chuffed of all the kids, you know, but I were really chuffed to know her. I know that he's not a big fan of heights. He's not a massive outdoorsy person, you know, rock climbing or climbing trees or whatever. That's not his bag. So the fact that he stepped up, he got on there and he did it. He ended up doing it three times. I was chuffed to bits for him.
Well done, Noah.
Chuffed to bits for him. Because I wouldn't have done it. No. So, that's just my irrational fear of heights, if you like. But. Yeah.
It's not irrational.
apart from that, that's it. That's all I've been doing, apart from work.
You sat there, look, are you shaking like a shitting...
Yes.
Oh, I think we should ask other Mark first.
Me?
Yeah, let him wait on a bit longer. You've been up to him.
Well, I've got a massive story to tell you before we get to Mark.
What colour wallpaper have you bought?
No, I've been up to
him. For your care home.
I haven't really... For care home?
Been changing my tyres on my wheelchair.
No, I haven't really been up to much actually since last week. I'm trying to think, I can't remember from day to day. Can I? What have I been up to? No.
We'll ask your carer, shall we?
Yeah, ask my carer.
Where's he been today? Oh, we took him to Lidl. Oh, we went to it. Went for a game of bingo.
Oh, he loved being out.
We went to feed the ducks.
Love bingo.
Yeah, you'd not feed ducks though, because that means giving bread away.
Yeah, I wouldn't really do that.
Go on then, Mark. What have you been up to?
What have you been up to, Mark?
I had a great weekend.
What were you doing?
I went to watch Oasis after all these years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So, what's we talking about today? Go on then, fill us in a bit, Mark.
It were very good.
Yeah?
Everything that you could possibly... Well, everything that I possibly wanted it to be, it was. It was fantastic. It was absolutely amazing.
Well, start us from the beginning.
Yeah.
Hold on. I just want to say, I'm really glad. I am genuinely, all tongue in cheek, all like, you know, we take the mick or whatever, but I am genuinely pleased to hear that from Mark, because as much as we take the mick or whatever, none of us want to be in a situation where we've been wanting something for so many years of his life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? For it then to come around and you're so excited for it and then it be a letdown.
I know.
So genuinely, all jokes aside, that we take Mickey out, yeah, I'm really happy for you that that's what it were and that you experienced that.
And sharing it with my wife and two daughters, that were just amazing. That made it that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Us four stood there sharing that experience.
Yeah.
It would just absolutely A1.
Unlike me when I bought my Michael Jackson ticket and I just bought one.
Yeah.
just for me, I was going to go on my own.
Yeah. No, you weren't. I got a ticket.
Yeah, you did, but I didn't know that at the time. I just bought one ticket for myself as far as I was concerned. Now we're off, that's it.
Yeah.
And Jacko were even more selfish.
Very true.
Very true.
Yeah, so we stopped at a place at Bolton and then got a taxi down just to the outside of Eaton Park where all pubs were and everything.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm, yeah.
How much was the taxi? Was it standard or had they pushed the fare
up? It were 40 quid. It were a minibus. It were 40 quid there.
Oh, okay.
But it were 60 quid to get back.
How long were journey?
Half an hour.
Oh, that's okay.
Not too bad.
Too bad, do you know what I mean? We'd sort of planned it into this is what's going to happen. That's where we're going to be stopping. We're going to be this far away. and we, you know, factored it into the fact that that would be part of the experience. And so, and it all worked. It all went swimmingly.
Yeah.
All went, it, honestly.
Brilliant. So start from the beginning. So yep. Oasis come on stage.
That's not the beginning.
Oh, all right.
So where do you want me to start?
Is there more to it than this?
So once upon a time, there were two young boys. Yeah, so we obviously went up on Friday. So we had a few beers Friday night, sat around the van.
Yeah.
You know, letting off a bit of steam and relaxing, getting ready. And I was just like, you can imagine.
I bet you were super giddy, weren't you?
I was so excited, super giddy. Honestly. And I was like, I'm just trying to contain it. Yeah, I'd probably a few too many drinks on Friday, to be honest. And then woke up Saturday morning, and Ellen looked at me, she went, wow, have you seen your eyes? And I was like, what? She went, you look wired. I know. She went, don't look at me, because you're really excited. I went, yep. Because my eyes were just like great big glass things in my head. But yeah, we sat around, chilled out, whatever, on Saturday. We had changeable weather. Because the forecast before that was that it was potential of thunder and lightning. And I was like, look, if it rains, it rains. We've got waterproofs. Thunder and lightning, they'll cancel the gig. Mm. And I were dreading that, because I was like, if they cancel it, it's going to be next year.
Yeah.
Because they had to have to plan it all again. And I'd be like, oh, don't, please, you know. Fortunately, it held off. And when we got there, the rain had sort of stopped. The clouds were cracking a little bit. The atmosphere was absolutely electric. You know, just talking to random strangers. In fact, before we got to Eaton Park, so we got out of the taxi first, and we went to meet Rackham. And taxi driver missed us turning, so we ended up having to walk back up and meet him at another pub. And there were just people everywhere. And you've never seen as much Adidas and as many bucket hats and Oasis t-shirts. Honestly, everybody had either one of them or all of them on.
Yeah.
It were just like, it were fine, but it were like, everyone were just in union. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, some people would already blow, they'd already blown it. Some of people, they'd like that excited, they'd had either too many beers or whatever else. And, you know, that were 2:30 in afternoon, and they weren't coming on while we're gone 8:00.
Wow.
So hopefully they all recovered enough, you know, to be able to enjoy it. So we went to this first pub, and then we walked down Ulbury Road. We went to try and get into another pub, and as we're walking down, there's just, like I said, people everywhere. Shops open, pop-up shops, stalls, all selling Oasis paraphernalia and merchandise and whatever. And we walked around this corner, and there was a massive pub in just around this corner, Harris fencing all the way around it, and it was absolutely packed. So we're like, well, you know, we've got a chance it. So walked in and saw a woman from Thorpe, surprising. She shouted, Mark. So I went over and said hello.
Because Mark knows everybody in Thorpe.
Yeah.
Or, no, should I say everyone knows Mark?
Yeah.
In Thorpe.
Yeah.
And so I said, where are they, fellas? And she went, oh, they're in there. So I went, all right. So I went to walk around to go into the pub, and security guy went, you can't go in there yet. I went, all right. He went, there's a 30-minute wait. I said, what, to get in? He said, yeah.
Wow.
What? 30-minute wait to get in the pub? And then you got a queue for the bar.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was absolutely packed. This pub had got portaloos outside. It was that busy.
It's like going to Jeremy Clarkson's pub.
Honestly. Well, and then, going back towards where we just walked from, there was a bar. And we sort of walked past it. That was really, really busy. But it was more like a cafe, restaurant sort of thing. But they'd obviously thought, you know, and capitalised. So they got cooler boxes and a table and whatever out the front, and they were selling cans and whatever else. So we ended up getting drinks and that from there, and just walking down streets with everybody towards Eaton Park. But yeah, it was just, the atmosphere was just, it was brilliant. All, you know, people singing, all you could hear, every pub were playing Oasis music.
Yeah.
You could hear it wherever you were, you could hear it.
Mm.
You know, and then you walk in along these streets, and these streets are just normally probably, I wouldn't say unassuming, because they're on the outskirts of Manchester, but, you know, there was some, where it is, there's some really nice houses. And just dotted along this street, pink portaloos. You know what I mean? The people just like, so, you know, please don't go down someone's drive, use these sort
fair
of thing.
Fair play that were thought of, though, mate.
Oh, yeah. Honestly. Yeah. The setup was absolutely perfect. And when we got so far down, so Seb and Rackham and obviously Layla and Jack, who'd gone as well, we'd entered the ballot to get front standing, because obviously they split the field up, so you got front standing and then just general standing. Now we think there's a bit of a conspiracy theory that, because me and Seb both entered this ballot but only I was successful. Now, they seem to think, or the general consensus is, because I spoke to a couple of people when we were in front standing, that they think that it was almost Ticketmaster sort of saying, right, how do we get out of all this thing about dynamic pricing and whatever and any potential further lawsuits further down the line?
People that have paid more money.
Everyone that we spoke to in front standing had paid over the odds for the tickets.
Right.
So it was almost like, was it part of the algorithm where they've gone, right, everyone puts in for it and we'll pick all the ones that have paid more than what they should have done for the tickets.
So, initially when you could buy the tickets, like everybody, was there a choice between front standing and
normal
standing?
No, it was general admission and then you got like VIP packages.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So it wasn't something that you could choose at the beginning. It was just general admission and then they've almost like added that tier.
Yeah, exactly.
And then did a ballot for it.
And that ballot only popped up probably 4 weeks ago, six weeks ago maybe.
Oh, okay.
So it weren't that long ago where that was a thing. It just almost came through as an email. It was like, oh, hang on a minute, what's a bit? Click on that, I'll have a go at that. You know, but everything about it getting in, you know, it was seamless. The organisation around it was absolutely fantastic, you know. So obviously got inside, straight to the front at bar. You know, the bars were really, really long, aren't they? And the queuing systems really worked well.
Is this in the arena now?
This is in Heaton Park, in the actual place.
How much was it a pint there?
£6.50. Oh,
quite reasonable.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, that's quite reasonable.
It's cheaper than what it were for those I bought, right? So when I tell you about that cafe stroke restaurant thing that was selling cans out of a cooler box. Ellen got a glass of, I don't know if it was like a gin and tonic or a vodka and lemonade or whatever. It was see-through. And so she got one of those. And I got two cans of Red Stripe and a can of, it might have been Inches or something like that. And bearing in mind, these are 440 cans, so they'll have been split out of a multi-pack. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
£35.
Wow.
But you know what? Wow. You're in the moment, you're like, oh yeah, bargain. You're drinking, looking down the street, thinking, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Can I have my pants back, please? You know what I mean? So, But yeah, inside it were really reasonable. Yeah, food prices were reasonable.
So what time is this? So you're in the Heaton Park now.
Into Heaton Park, I think it would have been about 4:15.
Oh, wow. Oh,
okay, so you were well early.
What's that first act on?
8:00. So cast came on. I want to say it was about 5:30, 6:00 when cast came on.
They don't let you in. They literally wouldn't let you in until 40... maximum 45 minutes before an act starts.
Oh, no, definitely not. Wow. So when we went to Nebworth, that opened at, I think it was something like 2:00.
Right. I think it's a bit different, Rob, when you're thinking of
It's outside. Almost a festival experience.
Yeah, I am thinking more like...
We're not going to watch Take That, Rob.
No, I'm thinking more like Sheffield Arena and that sort of thing. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
No, so the gates actually opened officially was 3:00, but I think there were talks that they were opening about 2:30.
So how many people are at this gig?
75,000.
Oh, there's a few then.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, okay.
So how many... Sorry, just tandem. So how many people are at Kendall?
At Kendall, 40,000.
Wow. You see, that's a bit mental.
I know. Yeah.
To think that one
the whole weekend, the whole festival of Kendall Calling...
Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned, it's rammed.
Yeah.
I know it's nothing compared to the likes of Glastonbury or whatever, but... And that's over a huge... A big... space of land,
mm-hmm.
and you're talking nearly double the amount of people for one concert in one space. I know Heaton Park's big, but one space.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
That is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and it were amazing. So cast were on first.
Yeah.
And, you know...
Were they good?
Do you know what? The levels weren't great for cast, but I think there's almost an element of...
Had you been doing the levels, Mark? Had you been twiddling about with their knobs in back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Is that why they were a bit rubbish?
Yeah. Twiddle with you. answers in the post. But obviously, you know, when you went to watch a gig, they tend to sort of get the sound, they sort of mute it a little bit, don't they, for the support acts.
Yeah.
They were good, but the levels just didn't seem to be quite hitting the mark for me.
Right.
Richard Ashcroft was amazing.
Yeah.
Really, really good. He was on afterwards, and absolutely just left it at the perfect spot for the boys to come on.
So it was cast. Richard Ashcroft.
And then Oasis. Yeah, and so basically they got these three massive screens. These screens were huge.
Yeah.
I mean,
huge.
The biggest screens I think I've seen at a gig.
Right.
I mean, they had big screens at Liam's at Nebworth. But these were like really, really wide as well. And they were so. And what they got for the other two acts, so Cast and Richard Ashcroft, they got they'd used like this only the centres of the screens, so they were quite small, just to show so you could see them. Do you know
Oasis,
what I mean?
Yeah. Oasis, they went widescreen.
And then when Oasis came on, every pixel was in use, and it was like, you know, the music starts, and you've got all the headlines of the newspapers that are like splashed on the screens, and the talking and all that. You know, they're all building the anticipation, and it was just absolutely. I don't know. They said they weren't going to. I'd love for them to have filmed it. And even if they charged £30 to watch it, I'd watch it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's.
I'm sure they would have recorded. They'll record one of the shows somewhere, won't they? Surely.
I don't know.
They must have.
They said they will never. Nobody that doesn't attend that gig will ever see that show.
Really?
That's what they said.
Mm. I think if they said that, then that's what they'll stick to. I can't imagine them publicly saying that and then going, "Oh, sod it, we'll do it anyway."
Well,
yeah.
So, coming to the set list then. So, am I jumping the gun? Am I getting too excited for you?
No, not at all.
So, I'd already discounted one of the songs because it had been plastered all over the newspapers. Oh, I say newspapers. Google newspapers. Digital news, if you like. That there was one song that was categorically not getting played.
Don't look back in anger.
No. It is,
Wonderwall.
It's Hello, because there's a section in it that uses the same lyrics from a Gary Glitter song. And they were like, yeah, definitely. Because as a song, absolutely perfect. Hello, it's good to be back.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And exactly, do you know?
That's what I would have said would be their opening.
But
I would have never have made
the link.
The link.
Well, they categorized, you know, as far as but I think there'd been a lot of false truths printed in the press.
Yeah.
Probably to put you off the scent a little bit, which worked perfectly. Because when they did come, they were like, yes, they are doing it.
Because let's face it, what a load of old balls. Oh, Gary Glitter's song, didn't it? Play Gary Glitter's chuffing songs. It's so what? I mean, chuffing. It's music. It wouldn't surprise me if he didn't write them songs. Any of his songs, he just sings it. Get it on.
So they actually started with that song then, did they?
That was the first song that they sang, because the first song that played as they walked out is an instrumental.
And did they cut that lyric out, that Gary Glitter song?
I don't think they did. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. No.
So I can't believe that you went to that concert, knowing you as I know you.
Yeah.
And you didn't have some sort of microphone in your hand.
Yeah, I was just thinking exactly the same.
It's funny you should say that, because I did actually take a microphone with me.
I knew there was no way. So anyone that's not going to the concert... Here we go!
And if you are going, then I'd just hang on a minute.
You did an interview with the boys, with the Gallagher brothers.
No.
Oh.
Did you not tell them who you were?
No. My agent wouldn't let him near me.
Good one. So you're gonna have you got a special day out of them coming out?
Shall I play some of my recording?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Alright, here we go.
Today. Alright. Oh. Excited?
Very.
Right, Layla?
Yeah?
You're going really quiet. Where are you stopping?
Morrison's.
You're sleeping in Morrison's?
Not in car park, not in the shop.
Aisle 4,
yeah.
Next up beer.
Yeah, that'd be fun, wouldn't it? How's that work then, sleeping in Morrison's?
So we were looking for somewhere to stay, originally, an hotel or something, and the prices were ridiculous. So I looked on an app called Park for Night that Vanlifers use, and there were nowhere anywhere near on that. And then I remembered Just Park app, where you can rent a parking space on there, and they rent you a space in Morrison's.
How's that work? You get there and there's like 200 parking spaces.
Yeah.
Are there like people stood in front of them saying you can't park here because someone's rented it?
No, I might not have one when I get there. You never know, do you? I don't actually fully know, but it's like a management company that look after the car parks for Morrison's, Tesco's.
That wasp really likes you.
It does, doesn't it? It's like you all the week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Management companies that look after the car parks. It's coming for me. And I think it must work for that management company, and they don't want me to tell you a story.
Yeah.
So they look after the car parks. They fine you if you're staying for too long. That's how they make the money. But then I suppose they also make the money by renting parking spaces out to other people that want to stay in a Morrison's car park.
Oh. Mad, isn't it? So you're like exempt from a overstay charge?
Yeah, so the AMPI cameras, they'll read my reg, and they know that I'm booked in from 12 o'clock today to 12 o'clock tomorrow.
That's all right, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
How much?
£7.50 for at night.
£7.50 to sleep at car park?
Yeah. So,
that's genius.
So I was looking for a driveway or something like that. I found a driveway for about £1,500. I found another one.
£150?
£150, yeah. I found another one that was pretty much next door to Eaton Park that was near on £500.
Jesus.
I think the travelling's were £300 a night without parking.
What's that guy wrote, Seb?
we were looking at, we might have ended up having to drive, and then all of a sudden found Morrison's for £7.50. Obviously, you're not supposed to be sleeping in a van in Morrison's car park, but it's a builder's van and nobody will ever know.
That's a right idea. Do you listen to Radio X?
Yes.
Did you listen to that story about that woman called Liv?
No, I missed
and
that
she
one.
Did. She lives near Eaton Park. Have you heard about it? So basically, she's put a tweet out last year, shortly after tickets went on sale, and said, "You can camp in my garden for an Oasis ticket." And so people have like got Oasis tickets and get her in, and then they camp in her garden.
How many times is she gonna go?
I don't. She's been more than once, yeah. Obviously. But she tweeted Milesy, Chris Miles, and said,
"I've got a spare ticket."
Yeah, if I can get to go to Oasis with you or something like that, you record an episode of something at my house, and they did.
Oh,
they recorded it over there.
We'll have to have a listen. So,
yeah, very good, that, innit? You excited, Seb?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell your face?
We're just having a Cronenberg just to warm ourselves up. What time is it? Well, we'll not say what time it is, because
no,
that makes us look like bongans.
Yeah.
I went for one while dinner time.
Weren't you?
Someone brought me one.
I know, sorry.
Well, I wasn't going to have one until I brushed my teeth, but...
Hang on a minute. What's this here? What you playing to us? I thought we were listening to concert.
Yeah.
Where's that? Where's this?
Hang on, Mark. I know you're on a race against time and all that. You know, more times behind
we're in
you.
Some car park here.
Hang on. I'm just relishing in the moment. This were a fantastic experience.
And so of a car park.
I'd capture a little bit of the build up.
So is this in the car park?
This is not in a car park. No, this is at our caravan site.
In the morning
on Saturday morning,
right?
So the gig is tonight,
right? Okay,
right.
I've got
a question for you.
Go on.
What time were it when you were having a beer?
It was before dinner time.
Well, that was obvious.
Yeah. How far before dinner time were it?
Breakfast.
Well, if you were on a Sunday brunch should have just come on.
Mm. What time's that?
10 o'clock. It might have been just before Sunday brunch came on.
Wow. What time were it?
I had to like get my nerves down. 9:30.
Wow. If I were at that gig, I'd have been drinking at 9:30.
Would you?
Yeah,
I don't 100%. Know how you do it.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it.
Well, what about when you go on holiday and you get to airport?
That's what's different.
You get to airport at 5:30 in the morning and you go,
yes,
Rob. Beer?
Yes, Rob. Welcome to my club.
Yeah, well, I drink at that time, but there's no time zones in airports, is there?
Yeah. You're in unknown territory.
Yeah.
So
I'll tell you what. £7.50 to park in Morrison's car park.
I know. It's usually free.
I'm going to take my caravan.
Yeah, I know.
Where are we going this weekend, Rob? Morrison's car park, Gemma.
Tour of England. Yeah. Morrison's to Morrison's.
I've paid for a car parking space.
Yeah.
Caravan will fit in it nicely.
Yeah.
We've had to pay for two because we've had to put a car in another one.
So me and Seb, we'd got we booked a site and Rackham stopped on there with us on the Friday night. But then the Saturday, he drove down to the Morrison's and obviously paid to park in there for the day and night.
Yeah.
So it weren't as far for him to come back.
You know, just hearing that,
it reminds me, there's actual YouTube channels dedicated to people that sleep in car parks.
Yeah.
Like in, what do you call it?
Service stations.
They call it
stealth camping.
That's it, stealth camping, yeah. Yeah. They're like, yeah. As soon as you heard him saying that, then I thought.
And you should have seen it. So he's got his works van, right? He'd got bed made out in back and little kitchen and everything and whatever else. And just loads of runs of timber across roof, straps at roof. And it's like, hey, they're never going to know I'm sleeping in this. It's just a builder's van.
Did he,
I said, you do know you're in Manchester. You're going to get up in the morning and that timber's not going to be there anymore.
Did he purposely put the timber on the van or would it just happen to be there?
I know Rackham very well. He will have put that timber on probably 3 or 4 weeks before that gig, meaning to take it off at some point, but thought, that'll be right.
Oh, so it's
I'll build a wardrobe Rackham. When I get there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, well, Seb did joke, actually, when you're building the teepee. So, yeah.
Right, so are you going to play the concert?
I've got some more.
I'm so excited to see stage and all set and everything for today. I bet it's incredible.
Yeah.
I've heard so many good things about it.
Looking forward to it. Getting giddier.
Have you seen that with Tomorrowland?
Yes. Yes.
They had that fire and they rebuilt it in 36 hours. The whole thing.
I weren't on that job.
No.
Definitely not.
Yeah, stood there like,
yeah.
How much is this going to be? Oh, I'll have to get you a quote.
Yeah. Imagine the rates of pay that them lads will have been on to get that done, though.
Yeah.
And masses, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah. Right, boys, girls, we've just burnt down. We need to put it back up in a day.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm really happy and a little bit intrigued as to what the chemistry is going to be like on stage.
You've got stage.
Yeah, but it were not like Tomorrowland. It were made out of pallets.
You built a stage in a day.
Yeah.
You and a patio in a day. All for Leon's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that patio were fully finished in a day, though, was it?
No. That patio were ropey, to say the least.
We built the pub, though.
That weren't done in a day.
No,
5 weeks.
5 weeks. Still not bad going.
It's
five
not bad,
weeks.
That, to build in a pub.
Mark, what's going? I thought this were a concert.
Mark,
we've got more stuff happening.
What's the rush?
I want to listen to Oasis.
You're going to listen to it today.
Yeah. No, while we've stopped,
good impression.
How incredible what they did with Tomorrowland.
Unbelievable.
Oh, is this where it set on fire, didn't it? Something.
Yeah, so I think what had happened is they were setting everything up and some of the pyros went off.
Yeah.
Like when they shouldn't have.
And burnt it down.
And set fire to it and burnt the stage down, pretty much.
Like that went down as a near miss.
I want to say near miss.
But can you imagine being in that room, right? So main stage...
Yeah.
Has burnt to the ground.
Yeah. Is it the biggest festival? No. Biggest dance festival in the world, isn't it?
Yeah. Biggest.
Where is it at?
EDM.
It's in Belgium.
Belgium.
Right.
Yeah. And, you'll have seen videos
of
how elaborate the staging is and stuff like that. It's kind of one of the things that it's known for. I think a couple of years ago, they had this big, like a big book, weren't it? The stage was like a big book that opened. Like, incredible. And I can just imagine being in that room, right? It's burnt to the ground, and I'd put money on it that everyone walked into that room to talk about how do they cancel it?
Yeah.
How do they cancel the event? How do they let people know? Bear in mind, people had already travelled.
Yeah.
Two days before.
Yeah, a couple of days before.
36 hours.
Yeah, 36 hours, right? And I'd be willing to bet loads of money, not that I've got it, that they were all walking into that room thinking to themselves, right, we're just going to plan now, how do we cancel this event?
Yeah.
And I'd have loved to have been a fly on the wall to hear that one guy go,
hang on a minute, do you know what we did with last year's set?
Yeah.
I've put it in loft.
That one guy that stood there and went, no, I don't think we should cancel.
Yeah, I think we can do this.
I think we can do it. And, you know, that energy in the room as everyone starts to think, can we?
And it looks incredible as well, because they built it up in front of it and lower down, you know, and it says Unite behind it, and then all you can see up behind it is all the old
stage.
Everything's twisted and black and everything else.
So all they did were just a wall of screens, didn't they?
Yeah.
On some lorries. Yeah.
It goes to show
I'm not saying that's not impressive, but
goes to show, though, doesn't it? When you set out to do something, whether it's, you know, Oasis doing Heaton Park and they get a massive production company involved, whether you're an independent festival, whether you're an independent person even, putting a gig on, everything balances on something not going catastrophically wrong.
Yeah.
And you could have stuff out of your control. So thunder and lightning, for example, could close an outdoor gig. You know, power cuts, whatever else. Stuff completely out of your control.
You mean like audio cables not working and having to start a podcast three times or four times?
Well, you know.
Yeah.
If we remember where we put the original ones, we won't be in this problem. That's also my fault. But yeah, but you, the gambles that people, you know, put on to put these sorts of things in place. And I think a lot of people respect it and really appreciate it. But you see some on social media and they find anything and everything about a gig or a festival or whatever. And what a load of rubbish. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? And you think, hang on a second. These people have probably remortgaged. They're taking a financial gamble on this, you know, coming off and then getting some return on it, you know, only to do it again the year after and the year after. So they never really get rid of that risk. Mm. You know, they're doing that. Granted, they're doing it as a business, but primarily it's a passion, isn't it? Mm. And so the risk that these people are taking to put on these shows is incredible.
Mm. I just love we all like that, just that pure spirit and tenacity.
Yeah.
Of somebody to be able to literally look in the face and go, I'm not going to be beaten.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be beaten. To be able to rally a team of troops, ideas, visions, skills, whatever it is, and pull it all together.
Yeah.
To go, boom, did it.
Reminds me of the film Martian when they decide to go and get Mark Watney from Mars. Yeah.
Anyway, just like we're losing Mark, so on that note.
what we're putting on now?
I'm amazed that... Well, not amazed. I'm really happy that they've not fallen out and said, you know what, we're not doing any more. We've had enough. I don't like you.
Could you imagine? Just before Wembley.
I know. Don't.
You might not like rain.
Don't jinx it. No, but I'd be interested to see what the chemistry's like on stage.
I'll tell you what the chemistry's like. When the bank balance is going ching, 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 the chemistry's fine, mate.
Yeah.
The chemistry's fine.
What if this has been a play all along? Genius, if so, innit?
And secret friends for...
Well, brothers.
Well, yeah, brothers.
Yeah, just genius. Well, not genius, but it'd be a genius ploy if that was the tact.
Yeah, I don't think that's the... case.
No, they wear their hearts on the sleeves, don't they?
Yeah, and they're more foul-mouthed than me.
Yeah, and that's saying something,
yeah,
Malcolm.
I've been good, though.
You have been very good.
Mark, I thought, where's this Oasis thing? Yeah. What is going off here? There's more rabbling stuff going off. It's entertaining, but where is Oasis?
They're waiting to come on.
I mean, I'm getting more excited than you are, but about it. Anyway,
it's funny, you know. I had the same conversation with someone last weekend about that. About they thought it was just one big ploy. The initial fallout happened, obviously.
Yeah,
and they're not, whatever, but for the last few years, they've been almost been like, you know, friends or brothers and you know.
When you said last few years, this has been going on
14 years or something.
Yeah, you don't make a play to fall out with your brother for 14 years and try and keep
2009,
it
I think it were.
Yeah, surely not. Surely they haven't faked a fallout for 14 years and managed to keep it a secret. They're having Sunday dinner at each other's houses.
Part of me thinks, oh, could it be? Because it is in the realms of possibility. It just is. However, these two don't mince the words, do they? Do you know what I mean? And so,
well, my question is, what was the chemistry like of them when they came out?
It was very much Oasis. So it's almost like I won't say moody, but you know when a band have got a bit of, and not angst, because it's not angst, but they just
attitude.
Walk on... Attitude. They walk on attitude, you know.
It does remind me of like the sort of thing is they've both got separate dressing rooms.
Yeah.
They don't even speak to each other before they go on.
Yeah.
They know what they do.
There's some interaction, you know, when they're doing the talking, you know, later on when they say, oh, this is the band and whatever else. And then at the end when they hug and then they go off. But while the show's on, it's just the show. Do you know what I mean? It's literally a song.
Because I had seen a clip and I think it was just people trying to... create hearsay and all that. But it were basically showing for anyone that doesn't know about staging and being on stage and how they communicate with audio technicians and whatnot.
Yeah.
You can see
I don't even know which one's Noel and which one's Liam. But one of them.
Get out.
One of them.
Out.
One of them.
Sally.
Oh, I love it you've said that.
Seriously.
Rob.
I nearly said, I don't know which one's Noel and which one's Gallagher.
I'm not at all surprised. Looking at you from here, and you've got your shoes on wrong feet.
I don't know either.
Really?
Shut up.
I don't.
I mean, I don't particularly like Oasis at all. They're not my cup of tea, but at least I know who they are. Is it with you two?
He said that I don't even know which one's Noel and which one's Gallagher.
I was sat here and I thought, yeah, let's all take Mick out of Rob. I'm going to leave him high and dry. And then I thought to myself, no, I can't live with myself. I've got to be honest and say
Liam's the main singer, put it that way, if that helps.
Yeah. Liam is.
Yeah. Liam is,
right.
Yeah.
So Liam was singing.
That's Noel there with the guitar.
All right, okay, yes, it were Liam. So Liam is singing, but he's looking over to Noel and like doing this plate guitar thing, and then hammering his flat palm down as to say, "Be quiet, like turn your guitar down, you're too loud." Because he's singing, but actually, and it looks like they're almost having. And I think the caption was something like, "Oh, they've already started arguing on stage, tensions are rising on stage." Yeah. When actually, what he was probably doing is he will let sound engineer know that guitar needs turning down. And his vocals need raising. Do you know what I mean? But they were making it out and portraying it in this TikTok that they were already falling out.
Which one's the dickhead?
Liam, really.
Right, okay. So now I know which one's which.
Yes,
that's fine.
Would you agree with that, Mark?
Well, yeah. My opinions of them two have moved around over the years. So in the early years, and certainly into the late 90s, early noughties, Liam were getting his head kicked in and getting into scraps in airports and whatever else, getting his teeth knocked out and whatever. And do you know what I mean? And he was just bringing it on. They both, you know.
Yeah.
I
think you're better off saying it was the mouthy one. It's Liam that's the mouthy one.
However,
more than Noel.
In later years, you know, you could argue that Noel's been a bit more, I wouldn't say
vocal.
Well, he is a bit gobby like, but.
Not as much as Liam, though. I mean, Liam's always the one that's
no,
been.
Liam's been more over the last few years playing to appeasing people, if you like, and being, you know, interacting with people. Noel's been a bit more standoffish.
Yeah.
Did they at any point put their arms around each other like brothers?
They hugged at the end.
Right.
Yeah.
Bet that got a big cheer, didn't it?
I can't remember.
Yeah. What a waste of ticket money. You can't remember anything.
I can't remember that bit. It was just like the whole emotion. And
so are we now at the point where they're about to come on stage?
Yeah.
Not far off.
Can you still get teletext?
You can. Do you know, right? We've been trying to book an holiday, and teletext obviously doesn't exist anymore. But you're on Facebook and on internet, you can find teletext holidays. It's
what do you do if you want to play Bamboozle?
You can't do Bamboozle. But, right, so these teletext things come up, and you're like, oh, there's a deal here. And you click on it, it'll go, it's, I don't know, 500 quid a person. And you go, oh, I'll have a look at that. You click on it, and then it'll say, right, search for where you want to fly from where you want, blah, blah, blah. And then it gives you a more accurate price. So it'll go, right, it's 700 quid. And you go, oh, that's all right. And then you can't book it. It says here, click for live prices, right? So you ring up, and then this guy answers the phone. Hello, my name is Dominic, or whatever his name, or Christopher, or whatever. You know, they're not called Christopher or Dominic. They're not.
Yeah.
But they, you know, they're trying to reckon that they are. And so how many people? And I've given him the code that it generated from the search. So I give him the code, and he goes, right, so how many people are going? You should know that, because I've given you the code that was generated when I pressed on two adults, one child, 24th of August, to Lorette de Mar or wherever.
Clickbait.
Right, so. And then he goes, right, okay, so the price coming back for that one then is £925 a person. And I go, hang on a minute, it said it was £700 a person.
It started at £5.
Well, yeah, but then he goes, yeah, but that's because you're having three people sharing. And I said, yeah, I know that, and that's what I searched for, and it came back with a price of 700 quid. And now you're saying it's 900. Yeah, but that's the live price. But on the thing where it says the live price, is it? They sell that as if the prices are going to be lower than what you've just seen. But they're not. Every single one I rang, they were higher. There were one called Cheeky Trips and Holiday Pirates. Exactly the same method.
Well, to be fair, Holiday Pirates.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know. Yeah.
So what's wrong with telling... I mean, listen, I'm still waiting for Oasis. But what's wrong with teletext? I love teletext. I mean, there's the CFAX, isn't there, in teletext?
There used to be Oracle. Can you remember Oracle? Oracle was Channel 4, I think.
Was it?
Oh, I don't remember Oracle.
Well, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute.
I'm making myself look older than Mark. Yeah. How is that even possible?
Hang on a minute. What do you mean it used to be? Is it? Do we not still get that?
No.
No, teletext is gone, mate.
It's gone.
I think we've even spoke about it before. Yeah.
Ooh.
And guess what else is gone? MySpace.
Oh,
that's gone.
Blockbusters.
What's happened to my account, mate?
Yeah. He's sold, mate. That's what he's doing. He's been sold.
I remember MySpace. Tom, were your first friend.
I remember Bamboozle on Teletext.
Bamboozle.
Yeah.
What was that?
So, just while you talk about that, have you managed to book it? Because obviously you talk about trying. Have you managed to book one?
Managed after all the faffing. Managed to book a holiday. We've never done it before.
Not of Teletext.
No, but nearly did.
Teletext doesn't exist anymore.
Right, not as a platform, but you can, Teletext Holidays still exists.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, we've just heard it.
Yeah.
You're not listening, Rob, again.
No, but the fact that you said it on there, I thought it was some sort of joke.
No, I think obviously the Teletext must have gone, and then someone has thought, ooh, that company doesn't exist anymore, so I'll have that. But yeah, what a faff it were to try. Because we've never done it before, and we thought, do you know what? Let's get a late cancellation. Do you know what I mean? Like, you see about these late deals and whatever else. And me and Ellen were like, yeah, we could do that. We could even just get a flight and then book somewhere and have a bit of an adventure and whatever else. We ended up bottling it and just booking a package holiday.
But, I didn't say, mate.
Yeah, because it was getting so complicated, because what seemed so straightforward, you know, you've seen these deals popping up and you were like, oh, that's not a bad price. And then you'd ring up and the price weren't even anywhere close to it.
What's the benefit of booking through this Teletext Holidays and just going on?
Because they're cheap.
They're purporting to be quite cheap. So you get them, and then there's like these other two that I mentioned, Cheeky Trip and Holiday Pirates. Sorry, just give me a sec. I coughed on one.
I wanted to sneeze. We were all sat waiting for a sneeze.
I wanted to sneeze then and I coughed.
He held his nose and coughed. I was like, hold on.
Yeah. And, luckily, I don't need a toilet.
Bless you.
Yeah. Bless you. Yeah. So basically, you're on the internet and you're looking for holidays. And then obviously all your cookies are stored, aren't they? So as soon as you open social media, all the adverts are relating to what you've been looking at.
Yeah.
So it were literally, because I'd never heard of these companies, Holiday Pirates, Cheeky Trips, Teletext Holidays had popped up, and I thought, oh, we'll have a look at these. And they were saying, these four-star all-inclusive holiday, 500 quid, for, you know, and you're thinking, whoa, that's not bad. So 1,500 quid for three of us, that's, you know, a steal. So you'd ring up, and it'd say, quote this number. Okay, so the price for that one is £950 each. And you go, hang on a minute. I only rang you up because it was 500 quid, and I was ringing you for a live price. Because he said, oh, don't just hang on this price, because the live price is behind this phone call. And you're like thinking, oh, it could even be cheaper than this.
Yeah. And they go, oh, no, that's because you're taking luggage, aren't you? Yeah, your luggage is 900.
Well, they said, well, it's gone up because there's three of you sharing. I said, yeah, but obviously, as you heard. Anyway.
Rackham. You need a belt on those shorts. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. All you can see from Rackham is the north-south divide.
I didn't realise how far up the... Obviously, I've only ever seen the house in the middle at M62.
Yeah.
Once. I don't know where we were going when I was younger. But I didn't realise how far up it were. I thought it were...
Yeah, it's quite the way along, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't think I've...
That is like the protest of all protests, that, isn't it?
Yeah, they were buying it out, weren't they? Well, they tried... What?
We're just talking about the protest of all protests. That farm in the middle at M62...
I don't actually think the story that you're saying
it's wrong.
Is true.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not right.
It's something to do with the
lay of the land.
They couldn't use it, so they just went round it.
See, the story that like went forever with it, he was like, nope, you're not having my farm.
No.
And so they had to build around him. So it does split there, doesn't it, and drop.
Yeah.
So that's what it is then. So he's missed out.
Yeah.
Effectively. He's like gutted.
Yeah.
Why didn't I live a bit further that side? Saying that though, they must have bought some land off him.
Apparently it's where they filmed the old Everest Windows in 80s. Remember when he used to have a feather at window?
What, Everest Windows?
With draft. And whatever, it stormy outside. Probably that's where they filmed that.
Right.
You've come out and it started raining.
But So all them people got the land bought off them.
Yeah.
And made.
And he didn't.
Tens of thousands, maybe millions.
So all those children, for all those decades, and the dads have taken great pride in saying, oh, you know that there, son, that farm there, oh, we were like, you're not having my land. And they had to build around it. And it were, all these kids have, like me, have grown up with these false stories, false truth.
So hang on. First of all, two things here, Mark. Where's this Oasis thing? I mean, what's going off? It's as bad as his bloody skydive thing. And secondly, that farmhouse thing.
Yeah.
That's true, isn't it? Did they build the road round him?
I always thought it was true. Well,
I thought it was true.
They have built the road round him, but the reason that I thought was completely wrong.
Well, I thought they built it because he wouldn't move.
Yeah, I did.
Well, so my dad always told me.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing, isn't it? It's as dads are to blame for giving
urban myths.
Yeah.
I can imagine family sat there going, I wish we had got offered all this.
You know, the next time you drive past it, you'll look at it in a different light, because when Rackham and Seb explained it, and you think when you see it, you can see where they're coming from,
because it's different.
Because it's on
levels,
a split level, they couldn't work with it being.
It was to do with landslides. That area wasn't stable.
Yeah.
So not just the height difference. Well,
his house is all right.
Yeah, land slippage and stuff.
So keep it separate, and it keeps that strength.
Because they had to build like a underpass and everything, didn't they?
To
get in and out.
Yeah.
I remember going on that bit of road once, and
when you go to Blackpool, you see that farm there, son. You'll never guess what happened with him.
He got offered millions.
In our heads, he got offered millions, didn't he?
Oh, there were some, right.
The farmer guy was coming under the tunnel, because he's got a little buggy thing.
Yeah.
And it was coming under the tunnel. I was only a kid. I was so excited, because I could see him on his little buggy going under the tunnel.
Chasing Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Exactly that. And I was like, oh, he's there, look, brilliant.
I wonder how much that house is worth.
Probably not a lot.
I'd like to think so. But you can imagine there'll be people out there that go, no, it's an iconic.
It's an iconic thing.
It's a bit of a landmark.
Yeah,
and
therefore,
I bet it's got some reviews.
I know. Yeah. I should dig them out.
Yeah, dig them out.
Yeah.
You got Mythbusters. That's what we are.
Yeah.
Mythbusters. Mm.
It make the UK smallest services.
Yeah, anyway, so on we go.
Here we go. Oasis, this bit. Here we come. Here we go.
Have I ever had avocado?
Sure,
No, never had it.
No.
I have heard, obviously, I'm not going to say it, but there's one song that they don't want to play full because they're that fed up of listening to it and singing it, that they only do a snippet of it.
It's here somewhere.
Been on it for an hour, and it's currently 20 to 11 in the morning.
Oh, hang on, it's here.
Got drunk and fell under a tree.
Oh, hang on, here it is. No,
come on, boys, we're in. So yes, that's why I ended up getting that drunk and falling in a ditch.
Oh, God's sake, Mark, what's happening here?
They'll say, right, these are phase one, or early birds.
Let's
get some money put into it.
Well, it's certainly any festival and stuff, isn't it? Yeah.
And you know, because you know then, well...
Let me wind it on a bit more.
It is what it is, and we're here on what is the greatest day of my life. Don't tell Ellen I said that, because she would think I'd say it's our wedding day. And I'd have a really nice day, that.
It weren't a bad day.
Yeah, but Oasis didn't play, did they?
Kneel it.
Yeah, we're not booking her. We're ping pong balls.
Sticky Vic is there firing ping pong balls at his face.
Like when Mark booted that ball into that woman's face.
We've been saying, right, we've come all the way to Manchester, and we said, what's chances that we bump into someone that we know, and we picked in the best-looking blokes in Thorpe? Are we excited?
Very excited.
Yeah. Half an hour queue just to get in Boozer. What's all that about?
They just told us we've got to go back in.
Have a good one, yeah. We're going to go to Offie. All right. Have a good one. See you later.
Right, here we go. I've got it. We're at Eaton Park now. Are you ready?
Oh, at last. Here we go.
Here we are.
I've been waiting for this all day.
Yes.
Come on.
So, finally, Eaton Park. And I bumped into a stranger. I don't know your name. What's your name, mate?
Matt.
And where are you from, Matt?
Well, you live between Wakefield and Huddersfield.
Oh, so not a million miles from us. We're from Rotherham.
Ah, very nice.
So, is it the first time you've seen Oasis?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I've not had a chance before. But it sort of split up just before I sort of got to the gig age, as mid-30s.
Oh, yeah. Excited?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, it's one where it's quite nice just to. I thought, obviously, everyone I think who was in the front standing paid the surcharge price.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yes, we did. Yeah. And there's a bit of a
conspiracy theory.
Yeah, amongst people that, because we've got some friends that have come with us and they're at the back.
Yeah.
However, they were lucky enough to get tickets at the actual ticket face value price. And we unfortunately paid over 300 quid a chuck.
As did we, but who's the loser now as we're near to the front?
I know.
But yeah, no, really, really looking forward to it. To be honest, it's the my bucket list band, Oasis.
Yes.
I've always wanted to see them. I mean, a lot of the music was released initially whilst I was still in short trousers, you might say. but they're just a band that I think are better live, aren't they? They've got that stage presence. I mean, Noel does look like someone, he just found out his dog's died before the show started. but absolutely, they're really, really looking forward to it.
And so, aside of Oasis, then who's your other sort of go-to bands?
Well, to be honest, I'd love to see Kasabian live, but I've never managed that. I was hoping that they might be sort of supporting, but I like Linkin Park. I like a bit of a sort of metal-y type stuff.
Okay.
I mean, I like a bit of dance music as well. Sort of an eclectic mix.
Great stuff. This is going to be. I mean, so they've got Cast and Richard Ashcroft supporting two fantastic acts. I've not seen Richard Ashcroft before. I don't know.
I think he'll be great as well. I don't really know Cast, to be honest, but I mean, it's that atmosphere, isn't it? Everyone's here in the Oasis t-shirts, the bucket hats.
I have never seen as much Adidas in my life.
Adidas must absolutely have made a killing off of this reunion. But
great stuff. Now, well, nice to meet you, Matt, and enjoy the gig.
Yes, you too.
I'm at Heaton Park, and obviously I've just bumped into. Is there four of you together?
Yeah.
Four guys. And where are you guys from?
Shrewsbury.
What's your names?
Jason.
Steve.
Paul.
Tick. Oh, go on. Yeah, have you got Tourette's?
Yeah, that's it. Yes.
Yeah. I like
it. His real name's Michael.
Is it?
Yeah. So, everyone calls him Glenn. His real name's Michael, but his real name's Glenn, so everyone calls him Glenn.
This isn't the name of his podcast, is it? Say it again.
It's going on. Yeah, there's going to be lots of bleeps and lots of hang on a minute, parental warnings and stuff. So is this the first time you've seen Oasis? So have you seen them before?
No, been before, yeah.
Where did you last see them?
Watched them at Leeds.
Okay.
Yeah.
I watched them at Heaton Park when the generator blew up.
Oh, with the power, you're right.
I left.
You left?
he cashed the check.
And I cashed the check, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Bank of Burnage? No, it's going in my bank.
And what about Caston and Richard Ashcroft? Have you seen them before?
I've seen Ashcroft at Wolverhampton Civic Hall. I've seen The Verve as well. Amazing. Absolutely fantastic.
You two are looking a little bit confused as to whether you've seen them before or not. It's a bit blurry.
Festivals.
Yeah, that's why it's blurry.
Well, he's the eldest, so...
All right.
Yeah, I went to Nedworth in 96.
Okay.
So, I've seen Richard Ashcroft, Cast, plenty of times.
Wow.
Yeah, might be a while.
Been there since day one.
Yeah. So when are you not plugging all the cables in?
But he's on the stage.
I know, yeah.
He's one of them. He's like Chief Ripper.
He's one of them. He's a plan.
He's a Chief Ripper.
I think
he's
shy, isn't he? What?
Have you got your name, though?
My name's Mark.
Mark.
Yeah, so I'm on. We've got a podcast. It's called The Chat In. As in chat, as in talking, and in as in the pub, you know, double N.
Sounds like a plan.
It does. Well, it's sort of a plan, but it's a bit loose, you know what I mean?
A bit like me. bit like me, loose.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You just go with flow, don't you?
Where are you from?
I'm from Rotherham.
Rotherham,
oh. I know, yeah, I know. It's not as posh as Shrewsbury. By all accounts, it's not as posh as Syria.
It's not as posh as Burnley.
It's not as posh as Beirut, mate.
It's not as posh as anywhere. It's like, right, we came to Eaton Park because we've moved house. We thought we'd stick a tent here and we'll live here.
You know, I feel better than living in Rotherham.
Yeah. Yeah, we get rid of the bricks and mortar.
What's
and
the old ground called?
What's
Rotherham's old ground called?
Old ground, Millmore.
Yeah, played there.
Yeah.
Got beat.
Oh, he always goes back to football, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Good,
do you know what, boys? It's been lovely meeting you, and it's going to be a great night, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely brilliant, yeah.
Enjoy the rest of your night.
And you, Mark?
Well, I tell you what, if it's one thing that, you know, interviewing them people, you can tell the atmosphere. Like, yeah, it's buzzing, isn't it?
Absolutely buzzing. Electric.
He sounds like a right nice guy, that Matt.
Yeah, he does. And the guy's from Shrewsbury.
Yeah.
What were you called? Tick?
One were called Tick.
He seemed a bit of a madden.
Yeah, they were a great bunch of blokes.
Tell you something else I noticed, Mr. Hill.
What's that?
By that point, you were slurring a bit.
I know. I tell you what, I was doing all right, though. I was still talking. Which means I was still away. The energy, the atmosphere, it was just so electric. And you can imagine,
you got presenter mode on almost.
Yeah.
Obviously, you had a microphone. Did you have one of his microphones with... chatting thing on from his life.
Do you know what I was going to as well?
Oh, you know, like reporter going round.
I know. But
you can definitely feel it. You can definitely feel it.
Yeah. We're just on the cusp now of the actual moment of eternal glory.
Oh,
brilliant.
So at that point when you were interviewing them, you were in it.
We were in it. They're about to come on.
Really?
Brilliant. Yeah. So is this? Are we going to finally get? Because at this stage, I mean, they've probably gone home or they've finished at this stage. Are we going to get to listen to them now, Mark? Is this it?
So I'd started recording.
Yep.
In the morning to capture everything,
and we've got everything.
We got that.
Yep.
We've heard all that.
And this is it.
All
yep.
the build-up
yep.
and everything else.
Yeah. Yep. Here we go. Here we go.
And got to Heaton Park.
And let's get. Are we going to listen? Yep.
And my batteries went on my microphone.
Chuffing
what?
Hell.
All that?
Yeah.
I've sat and listened to all that and I'm not going to hear anything.
Guys, listen, I've really got to be honest with you, right? Mark is now sat here fuming. He is absolutely fuming.
I don't even like him and I'm fuming. I mean, what's going off?
So you took the mic for us to be able to capture that moment and capture all that moment. But you got that
excited. Peak too soon, I often do.
And recorded
everything.
Car parks and talks about...
Taxis and everything else.
All that, And when it come to it...
Yeah.
Nothing.
It did happen, though.
Listen, I've got a couple of questions.
Go on.
One, Leonie said earlier on that she had heard that they were only going to sing a little bit of one song.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're sick of playing it.
Yeah.
What one was it?
It was Wonderwall.
I thought that's why I guessed.
I thought that's what it might be.
But they didn't. They played it in full.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. It was another one where I think they were just chucking stuff out to get people off the set.
And then also,
I
saw a leaked set list that I think was just completely fabricated because one of the songs that they sang said Better Man by Robbie Williams. From the most recent film he did, and because I know that film highlighted was it a love hate relationship between Robbie and Liam?
Yeah,
is that right, Mark?
That's right.
And I saw it and I thought, well, actually, and I thought, do you know what? What if they were bringing out these random people as part of the act to surprise and go, listen, it's not just us. We're going to bring out some acts, and I thought they were going to bring out Robbie Williams. As part of their act.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. Well, and then another one on TikTok where they'd literally put, they were just playing a set, but the caption was, oh my God, something like, I cannot believe they're bringing out Harry Styles. the audio, you can't really tell what's going on. I was like, really? And I'm thinking, I don't want to ask because I want to wait.
None of that happened.
Right, so no. I've got a couple of questions. Yeah, this just doesn't relate to your gig, but have they brought anybody out in any of the gigs they've done so far? Because they've done a few, haven't they, so far at this stage?
No.
They've not. So when they did the first gig, which was these were a few weeks
the
back, weren't
they?
The first gig. So I was listening to something about the first concert, and they released what the playlist was.
Yeah.
So do they play the same songs in basically? They don't change it up, do they?
I don't think so, from a production point of view, because obviously all the guys on the desk doing the lights and the sound and everything else, I know a lot of it will be programmed. There's no real room for ad hoc and ad-libbing. And, well, there is, obviously, they do the in-between song stuff. But mixing stuff up, it just throw your production
around.
Yeah,
I'd be willing to put my left nut on the fact that any concert that you see, any concert that's touring or whatever, it's exactly the same playlist, exactly the same
order. It's not so bad if you're acoustic and you're doing just.
But you've got lighting cues, you've absolutely. Got all sorts of cues. Yeah.
Well, Mark, okay. I am over the moon for you that you've got to have this.
Can I ask a question? Because you two have asked a question.
Go on, then.
I think I saw a clip, and I just want to make sure whether it's the real thing that I saw.
Yeah.
Did they have like loads of fireworks at end?
Yeah.
And did it finish on Champagne Supernova?
It did.
And was it like through the fireworks and
no,
stuff?
No,
like-
so Champagne Supernova just finishes, and then it just the fireworks.
Because then fireworks. Well, the video I saw, if it obviously, I'm guessing that it is right.
Yeah.
They looked incredible.
They were amazing. They were amazing.
And that just surprises me with Oasis, like. For me, I don't know where I get this from in my head, if you like, but you don't put fireworks and Oasis in the same thing.
I think if you can make an opinion up about something, if you exclude yourself from something and you end up coming up with all your own false ideas of what something actually is, but yeah, it was just absolutely incredible. And do you know what? What a weekend.
Well, I'm made up for you, mate, that you've managed to have this moment that
we didn't think
were ever going to happen.
Oh, there was something I didn't tell you, did I? Oh. So, Darcy, well, we were stood there in crowd and I was talking to the guys from Shrewsbury and we looked over to one side and we're like, hang on a second, is that Matt Bowman?
Oh.
Matt Bowman. Anyway, I'll tell you in a second. So, Darcy looks up and she went, I think it is, Dad. I went, do you want to have a photo of him? She went, please. So, Matt Bowman is the lead singer of the Pigeon Detectives.
All right.
And Darcy loves Pigeon Detectives. And so she went. And bearing in mind, Darcy's
not a band.
They are a band.
Okay. Yeah.
He's actually from Leeds. Anyway, so Darcy's like, normally really, really.
If they weren't a band, it'd be a very strange career.
Yeah. He goes, I've lost my racing pigeon. I'll find them. Audible 1-4. I was going to try and come up with something funny then, and that's not going to happen, is it? Anyway, Darcy's normally quite shy, so she walked up to him, and I went, right, go on then, Darcy. And she didn't know what to do, so she, like, leaned forward and hugged him. And I was like, oh, how cool is that? You know, she was like...
Has she said anything to him at that point?
No.
So he just literally got hugged by your daughter?
She just, like, threw her arms around him and hugged him and, like, put her head into his chest, and I thought,
oh. And how did he react?
He just, like, smiled, and then he, like, put his arm around her, and he did the peace sign, and I took photos of her.
Great.
Did people around... What's his name again?
Matt Bowman. So... Obviously, you could see the noise start. Oh, hang on, what's going off here? Because people, start taking pictures and whatever else.
What we're going to say is that the people around, because obviously we're just studying the audience like everybody else.
Yeah.
Were people around him?
There were people with him. When I went round, I said, he'd actually turned round at this point when I first went over, and I went, excuse me, is that Matt? She went, yeah. I went, thought so. And then when he went, are you all right? And I went, yeah. Do you mind if your daughter has a photo to me? Yeah, no problem. So Darcy, come on. And she come over and just threw her arms around him and hugged him.
Well, speaking of Matt... Go on.
Sorry, I've got a question in two parts.
Yes.
So one, do you... Now you've been experiencing it and it's been everything that you wanted it to be.
Yeah.
Is there still any part of you that's a little bit aggrieved about the price that you had to pay for the ticket?
No. No, not at all, actually.
Okay. And did it help or soften the blow a little bit that you got the front standing?
I think that part of that probably might... I mean, I not consciously, but it might play a part in the fact that I'm no longer aggrieved because I thought I'd got to see it. I got everything that I wanted it to be with my family. You know, obviously, we got as mates and that there. Granted, they were somewhere else at that point, but we were all there sharing that experience, and for me, that was priceless.
So if someone offered you a ticket now to Wembley...
I were expecting this. What, for that sort of money?
For that same... Well, let's start with if it was ticket face price, so £130.
Yeah.
Would you pay for it to go and see it again?
I would go and watch it again, yes.
And would you pay the same money as what you did last time to go again?
If I was in a position to,
yeah,
because obviously we booked a holiday now,
yeah,
and so I've not got that money sort of lying around. if I could afford to, then I would definitely go and experience it again.
Time at the bar, please.
Did we actually get to the end of where Mark booked his holiday when we started talking about it? Or did we just go down a rabbit hole about teletext holidays and stuff?
Yeah, you never actually told us. Yeah, where are you going?
We're going to the Lloret de Mar.
Oh, wonderful.
Where's that?
It's about an hour from Barcelona.
Oh, nice.
Magic.
Mm. Nice.
Speaking of Lloret de Mar,
yeah,
shall we spin the wheel?
Another seamless link, Rob. Let's spin it.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's spinning.
What's it going to be? Oh. Oh, I'm just so excited. Oh.
Come on.
He's nearly there.
The Wheel of Features.
Okay, so first off.
Yeah, first off. Yeah.
I've got.
First off what,
I've
Rob?
Got a couple of things to go through.
Apologies.
Yeah, first off, sorry. I've messed up again.
Continuity, Rob.
But
strikes
just,
again.
Just because.
Do you know what makes it fun? Do you know what makes it funny though?
What?
Right. That apart. You,
funny or furious?
You and Mark. Right?
Me?
Yes, you.
Why me?
Right? But yes, you. You're so anal about things.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So literally everything down to the.
Yeah,
full
because
stop.
Because
so, wait, don't
any time there's a mess up with this Wheel of Features, it's you.
Mark's meant to write down the Wheel
he's
of Features from
wrote
that episode.
Down, he's never wrote it down in the last
he
88
has.
Episodes.
When was the last time you saw his quill? And that's not
he
an.
He was supposed to make a note of it. But anyway, right. So there's two to go through. AI jukebox jam. So the first one from 3 weeks ago. Okay,
how long ago
was this? Something conveys guilt, regret, and heartbreak over infidelity and lost trust in love.
And it was...
I hope you're not going to... I can't remember what I guessed.
I can't.
Say it again.
Something conveys guilt, regret, and heartbreak over infidelity and lost trust in love.
Okay, so I don't know what I guessed before, but now my guess is Moulin Rouge.
Okay.
Oh, I've changed my guess because my first thought, knowing you, I thought, oh, it's got to be Celine Dion because you like Celine Dion, and I thought, oh, is it Think Twice?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But that's on behalf of the other party, it's not the singer.
It's a song. Isn't
so,
it?
So, I'm going to say, sorry seems to be the hardest word by Elton John.
Oh, okay.
Good guess.
It's a song, isn't it? Not a film.
It's a song, yeah.
Yeah, I've said Moulin Rouge.
Well, I just thought you meant a song.
Do you not know how these games
song,
work?
After the odd chicken.
Why do you get mixed up with films and music? What's the matter with you?
Go on, Mark, have you got any idea?
Yeah, is it a song?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. No
right,
idea.
Okay. The answer is Careless Whisper by George Michael.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Really okay. Like close wheel then, John.
I don't really like George.
Well, yeah, close.
So the second one then from last week. This is last week's
right.
Now.
Right.
We're back on track, okay? So something is a fun, rebellious celebration of music, dance and camaraderie, even behind bars.
See, I said Jailhouse Rock.
Oh, that's what I think I said, innit? I said Jailhouse Rock. I think you're still in my guess.
You said Footloose.
Footloose, yeah.
The answer actually is Jailhouse Rock.
Is
it
Jailhouse
Rock?
It was
really? Yeah, really?
Taking my glass, I said that.
We can rewind the tape if you want.
Wow. Rewind it. I think I did.
Yeah, you were torn between the two.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow,
brilliant.
Well, well done there, Kirk and Mark.
Well done, Kirk.
Yeah, thank
or
you.
Mark
thank you.
And Kirk, whichever well way round it was.
Yeah, well done, Kirk.
Thank you.
Right then, who's
well
spinning done. The wheel?
I'll spin it.
Mark's going to spill it. Well, spill it, spin it while he's yawning.
Here we go.
Oh.
So, beat the intro. So this is where I'm going to play you some intros.
Yep.
To TV shows, let's say.
TV films.
You've got to guess what they are. All right. So have you got your phones or anything to write notes on?
Yeah. Got my phone.
I've got my quill.
Okay. All right. So you ready for number one?
Number one.
So that was number one.
Oh, is that not a theme tune?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the point.
That's what I do.
It's a theme tune to a TV show.
To a TV show, yeah.
Next.
That's what I've done on all the others.
Beat the intro. Mark's looking... For the benefit of the tape, Mark's looking very confused. Were you expecting Oasis or something?
No. I thought we did one where we were doing intros to songs.
No, we've never done that.
Never done that.
I've suggested one as a new feature. But anyway, back to this.
Just one second, then. Let me have a guess, because...
I know it, but I can't.
I thought it was something else when it started. Something completely different.
I know what it is. It's really old. It's from like 80s, 70s.
I think it started a bit different to this, but I thought, that's what it'll be. Then this twiddly bit started.
Are we ready for number two?
Number two.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler? If you think we're on the run.
It's hard, this, isn't it?
Well, it is now that I've got to replace first answer.
Is that what you All right, you all got your answer for that?
Yeah.
Number three.
The sound of hoofbeats cross the glade. Good folk, lock up your son and daughter. Beware the deadly flashing blade. Unless you want to end up shorter.
The amount of people that now will be listening to that and just... finishing the next bit on that off of that.
That first one, I know what it is. I can't think what it is.
Okay.
Yep.
What number are we on now?
Four.
Number four. You ready?
Number four. In the sun.
That took me a while to get, but I got it. Thank goodness I got that.
Mark, you know what, Mark? You're normally really good at this game.
I don't know that one. You're on that one. I've got it. That's a newer one than
it
is.
I've got it.
Okay, number five.
Yeah.
That a bit long, didn't you? Because I know that I knew that everyone would be. I know it.
As soon as that bit came in, it gave it away.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I actually know the proper name of what the show is, but I know I could have finished it.
All right, number six.
Six?
Is it number six?
I thought we were doing five.
Oh, I did 10 last time.
Oh, good. Is that quite long, isn't it?
Is that all right?
This is six, yeah.
I'm glad I sang that all the way to end then, because I'm about to change name because I got to end the way. And I'm like, oh, that know it is.
Are you sure we're all right with 10?
Yeah.
So at number six.
Well, that weren't much of a one.
I'm saying it, but I'm still not 100% sure if I'm right, but there's some classics in here.
Number seven?
Yeah.
Right, what number am I on, Mark?
Hang on.
Eight. Number eight, please.
Number eight.
Sometimes I said, feeling alone.
Oh, I'll be impressed if you hear this. I'm gonna let you play a bit.
I don't know.
Come on and save me from this nightmare.
That's all you got in.
Riding on down.
I would not have known. I don't know what it is.
So what am I on now? Nine?
Nine.
Dashing and daring, courageous and caring, faithful and friendly with stories to share. All through the forest they sing out in chorus, marching along as their song fills the air.
Oh God.
Marching along. I don't know that one.
Oh, I thought you'd know that. You do know it.
I do know what it is. I don't know if I've called it the right name.
Okay, and last one, number 10.
It's not much of a life when you're just a pretty face. Just to be whoever you are is no disgrace.
Can we have a repeat?
Well, we're not allowed.
It's not really beating the intro, is it? So if you ask for a repeat.
No, because they're not numbered on my file.
Yeah, it's okay, it's okay. I'll have to let number 9 go.
Well, I am going to play them again because obviously we got told off the first time we did it for not replaying them for the answer. So you will hear it again.
All right, okay.
So let's get on with answers. We all right?
Yeah.
Okay, so first one. I used to love this show.
I might have got...
Go on with your answers.
I think I've got 1 and 3 mixed up.
So, well, I didn't get anything for number one.
Nothing?
Yeah, I see. I originally wrote, when the music stopped playing, I thought, on the buses. But then I thought, why would there be drums in it?
No, definitely not on the buses.
So now I'm thinking, is it Blackadder?
No, it's not Blackadder. I know it, but I don't know what it is. But
okay, you want the answer?
Go on.
British Empire.
British Empire! Oh, I've never seen it. Never even heard of it.
Okay, so
number 2.
Yep.
We don't need to listen to all that, do we?
Is it Dad's Army?
Rob saying Dad's Army?
Yeah, Dad's Army.
Dad's Army.
Yeah, that's correct. Dad's Army.
Dad's Army.
Dad's Army, yeah.
Dad's Army.
Okay, ready for number three?
Ken does Dag.
Don't think I know what this one is.
Now.
Yep.
I actually put Blackadder again. Just because of how...
It's 100% Blackadder.
Yeah.
I said Blackadder.
Blackadder!
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Blackadder.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Did you get Blackadder?
Blackadder.
I couldn't remember whether the different Blackadders, whether they had different intros. They are slightly different.
But that's the original one.
Yeah. That's the original, that's right.
Yeah.
Next one. Yep. What number is this?
Four. Yep. Got this one. Same actor from the first one.
Yeah.
This way it goes downhill for me.
Honest, let me fly far away from here. Fun in the sun.
See, I don't know it that well, but I think
so. You guys don't know this.
It is Red Dwarf.
What did you get, Mark?
Nothing.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
You got that right, Red Dwarf. Yeah, absolutely.
I know what Red Dwarf is, but I never watched it.
Yeah.
I don't know the theme tune.
I didn't watch it, actually. Love I just it. Happened to know what it's called.
Number 5. Yeah. See, I were going to be cruel and stop it. Like
if you had
done it,
I would never have guessed it.
I know, but that's what I thought.
Until this bit, obviously. Everybody knows words to this.
It's only a game, so
put up a real good fight. I'm gonna be snookering you tonight.
So what was it called?
Big break.
Well, I put snooker because I couldn't remember the title of it.
Yeah,
it was Jim Damison and
John Virgo.
John Virgo was
Big Break. Number 6.
Got this one.
I think I have.
But
it's the bit where the spotlight comes on. The music goes without.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe no, I haven't.
Go on then, you first.
Don't say anything. Can I change my answer? No one said anything. Can I change my answer?
Yeah, he's just giving you away the visual.
Yeah.
No, but I'd already seen the visual, but I got it in my edit with someone different.
What did you say? What did you think it was?
Originally, I'd put Harry Enfield.
Oh, yeah.
But now I think it's Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I put Vicar of Dibley, but it is Mr. Bean.
It is Mr. Bean. Yeah.
It is Mr. Bean. Yes.
Yeah. Do I get that point? Because I actually got no. It. Weren't it? What anything yeah, you yeah, said? It yeah, was.
I'll give you that point, Rob. I'll give you that point. What?
Your refund's in the post.
What number am I on?
I've got this next one. This is 7.
7.
Oh, I ain't got this one.
Oh yeah.
I were actually watching one of these other week.
I purposely put this in for you, Mark.
Did you?
Purposely.
For me?
No, other one. Because we had a conversation about it.
Yeah.
So hold on, hang fire then. Did you get anything for it, Rob?
No, when I started, I thought it was spitting image.
All right.
But I ain't got one.
Mark, did you get anything for it?
Me, yeah. Can I say it?
Yeah.
Alfie the same.
Okay.
Pet.
It is Alfie the same pet.
Alfie the same pet. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get
that.
That's
living all right.
I didn't watch that. It was one. You know when you spend your time? I spent time at your grandma's. She watched The Bill.
Oh yeah,
the bill and a few others. But
when all you
could
see was shoes walking down the street. It was just back of the shoes walking down the street.
Do you know what's funny?
What, I found it. Were your shoes?
No, I found the bill the other day and went back and watched the first ever episode.
Oh really?
I don't even know if we were.
Do you know what? Do you know about talking about the bill? There's loads of famous people have been in it as like criminals and that, isn't there?
I was flicking through it. Paul, well, who played Paul Madden's? What's his name? Paul. In Nativity.
Oh, yeah.
Martin Freeman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I saw one with him in it, and he's about 17.
Number 8?
Yeah. Yep.
I loved this.
I think people are either
going to absolutely 100% go, I know this, and they'll haven't got a clue.
I know the song, but I just...
Yeah, I know it.
I've written something down, but it definitely won't be right.
Because the song's by
Michael. I can't remember his name. His name was Michael something. Yeah. The actor.
Yeah.
I knew this is Fassbender, but he's an Hollywood actor.
Look, anyway. The song's by Jim Diamond. It's called "High Silver Line." High Silver. Sorry.
Silver. Yeah.
Well, I got. Oh, it's not finished yet.
What you got?
I got El Dorado.
What did you put, Mark?
Well, I know it. But, well, I just know it. The singer's Jim Diamond, right. High Silver.
I'm right impressed that you know this. I'm right impressed.
The guy,
you know this.
I know the guy. The guy's called Paul Nittles, isn't it? Got blonde hair. No.
It's Boone.
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 Boone. Yeah. Never heard of it.
Number 9.
Yeah, but yeah. I didn't get Boone. Now.
This one threw
well
on
done,
me. This
Mark.
One.
I'm right if you got that.
See, I
thought I was the only one that ever watched that show.
You are.
They don't make theme tunes like they do anymore.
No. I've written something for this because I know what it is. It's a cartoon, Gummy Bears.
Okay.
Oh, of course it is. But I can't have it because I didn't get it.
I don't know a clue what this is. Nothing.
Absolutely bang on,
Gummy
Rob.
Bears. Yeah.
Gummy Bears.
Well done, Rob.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I thought it was. I'm thinking, is that the name on it?
I'm doing a YouTube night. Start watching. And you can see outlines going down because they've all been ripped off VHS. Yeah.
And last one, number 10.
I think I've got this one.
I do.
You should have.
Yeah.
I'll be disappointed if none of you have got this.
You were in it, Mark. You were Sad Sacks.
I ain't got a clue what this is. Remember
him, Back to Front.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Raggy Dolls.
What? I'm so glad you said it then, because I was sad to go.
Hang on a minute, you've said three things there. Raggy Dolls, back to back.
Yeah, they were back to back one at characters.
Raggy Dolls.
Sad Sacks.
Raggy Dolls.
Sad Sacks.
Friends like you dolls. And me.
Raggy, they were all they were
there's
all
a, there's a bit
dolls.
Before that, I think.
Sad Sacks, Back to Front. They wanted to, I can remember.
You're all talking foreign to me. What are you talking about?
Raggy Dolls was a cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in all fairness, mate, you were about 45 when that were out. We were 7.
So, Granada Television.
How many did you get?
Right.
Oh, hang on, that's a point.
Right.
I just put snooker, so I can't have that, can I?
Three. Well, yeah, I mean, it weren't called snooker, were it?
No, okay. So,
okay. I got 7.
Well, I think I beat you on all.
Did you get 2?
I got 4.
Well, absolutely. Well, I always enjoy doing that.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Oh, good that, Kirk. I always enjoy that. It's like a bit of nostalgia.
Bit of nostalgia.
Yeah.
On that note,
see you next week.
Oh, hang on a minute. Hang on.
Oh, what?
Hold that moment, Rock. Hold that moment.
What was coming?
Not on yet.
You're right. Don't worry about me.
Thank you.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.